Well, hey guys, good day wherever you are at. I am in Fort Lauderdale, Florida today, and I thought I'd do a little video as I walk around the beach. So good to have you here with me. Hey, in a moment, I'm going to continue part three of my little mini series all about breaking the power of the fear of man. How to live in a sense under the fear of God, but in live free from rejection, from fear, from intimidation. I think it's a really important subject. It's actually one I've been delving into this week myself, because I've been stepping into a whole new place in terms of just witnessing to people and praying for the sick in public. And I think if you're going to do that, you've got to crack this nut about the fear of man and the place that holds in so many of our hearts. So more about that in a second. Hey, as usual, if you are new to my channel, it's great to have you here. Please consider hitting the subscribe button down there. I want to say a big thanks to all of my partners. I've been staying with a couple of my partners this week. Partners are those who pray for us, who sow into our ministry, who invite us, who host us, and who walk and fellowship koinonia with us in the journey of ministry. So we really love and appreciate all of you guys. You can become a partner. There'll be a link below if you want to do that. Secondly, I have a new book out, as some of you know, Personal Vision. It is really a journey I've been on about learning to set down a vision. It's one thing to have a vision. It's another to have a defined vision, to actually take the time to set things down and allow God to define that vision, see the vision, make it plain. Trucks. Write it down that one who reads it may run with it. So I encourage you to grab a hold of a copy of that. It's on Amazon as a Kindle or a paperback. And lastly, lots of other things going on in my ministry, too many to mention, but let me mention one. I'm taking a team to Ireland in the month of June. We're going to be staying in a castle in Ireland. How cool is that? Out on the streets every day, praying for the sick, leading people to Christ. I'll be doing mentoring sessions in the morning. The team gets to participate in a conference. I'm hosting an all-day conference on the Saturday. Amazing times. We take worship into pubs and prophecy and so much more. So why not join us on that? I think I have at the moment about three places left. Details on my website, gjm.org. Good. So let's talk about the fear of man. Have you ever been fearful? Have you ever been intimidated of other people? You know, by nature, I think I said this in a previous video, I am a very shy, retiring person. That's sort of my natural bent, my natural inclination, my natural nature. And I have absolutely no problem with that. I think we should be fully who God planned and purposed us to be. And yet, despite saying that, can I suggest to you, we only really find out who God planned and purposed and destined us to be when we're in Christ Jesus. It's in Christ that we find out who the real us is. And I think so often we've allowed ourselves and our sense of who we are to be determined and defined by other people. So I, you know, be wary of automatically thinking you know who you are and what your life is about. Excuse me, going in the shade here, without the revelation of Holy Spirit. So I'm really happy being me. I'm happy being the shy introvert. I draw strength and I resource myself from being alone. And I think that's a good thing. And yet I want to be a free version of me. I want to be the version of me that can share the gospel with anybody, that can pray for the sick in the streets, that can stand in front of a one or stand in front of thousands and share the gospel. Frankly, for me, the challenge has never been the standing in front of thousands. It's usually the standing in front of the one that has been the challenge. But I've learned to break that through the power of the Holy Spirit. So I want to give you a few quick keys that will help you in this endeavor and help you step into that place of freedom. You know, one of the first things I would say to you that I believe is a real key in this area is getting a vision of living your life completely free. Just take a moment and even think through today, what actually would it look like to live completely free from the fear of man? What would it look like to live completely free from the influence of anybody and everybody who would limit you? You know, I think there's many of us who've never actually even thought through what would it really look like? Is it possible to live a life completely free from the fear of man? As I said in a previous video, I think what we've done is we incorporate the fear of man so much into the way we walk that we often walk with the illusion that we are free from it just because there's certain places we no longer go. And I encourage you, I think there's something glorious about stepping into this new place of freedom. Let me give you some practical steps to help defining that vision. Why not get a Bible, a notepad, a pen? Good cup of coffee always helps me. And sit down and think through, Lord, if I were living today my dream life, today I'm recording this on a Friday in Fort Lauderdale, how would God wish me to live today? How would I wish to live today? What would complete and utter freedom look like? Now again, it doesn't mean I'm free to annoy people or to cross other people's boundaries or whatever. We're talking about that internal thing. For most of us, this actually has very little to do with other people. It's the fear of rejection. It's the fear of consequences. And this really all comes down to our identity. Without thinking it through, what most of us have done is we've internalized a belief that if I were, let's say, to go into a circumstance, a situation, to approach somebody with the gospel, to be bold, to speak in front of people, they will despise me, laugh at me, whatever that might be. The bottom line is they would not accept me. And we're really trying to solve an identity issue with other people that we really need to solve with God. The key to rejection is really two things. It's knowing that Jesus took all rejection on the cross of Calvary. He completely and utterly broke and smashed all rejection on the cross of Calvary. And secondly, to realize that you are accepted in the Beloved. You know, I always find it interesting when I get around people and I try not to mock, because we can all do this and I'm sure I've done it myself, but at times somebody will try to tell you, will try to name drop, will try to tell you how important they are by dropping somebody else's name into a conversation. I know this famous person, I know that. You know, I know a few relatively famous people, and in the Christian world anyway. And of course, at times, you know, I asked one of them to write a foreword for my book recently, because that helps selling a book in that sense. But here's what I want you to catch. If our importance comes from the fact we know somebody else who's important, what we're actually announcing to the world is we are not really that important. That's actually a sad thing. Again, here's what I want you to see. Who is the most important person in the universe? Obviously, God. God is by a billion % the most important person in the universe. And when we know that he absolutely loves us, when we know he absolutely treasures us, when we know that God is so proud of us that he's cheering us on, you know, when a child feels incredibly secure in its parents, you will find that that rejection, that fear of man thing hardly ever gets into their lives. What often happens with children is they step away from the influence of their parents and come more under the influence, let's say, of a high school, of people around them there. So I believe if we can learn to live completely under the influence of God, it will set us free from the influence of man. Let me share one last thing with you today that's, I believe, a real key to understanding this thing. And it's actually all about the fear of God. You know, I believe in the church we don't talk enough about the fear of God. Simple premise to you, to the measure that we are living under the fear of God, to that measure will we live completely free from the fear of man. And to live under the fear of God, it doesn't mean that we're hiding in the basement and terrified of God. It means we live under that glorious reality of who God is, of how awesome he is, of how powerful he is, of how glorious he is. The awesomeness, the kabod, the glory of God is the basis of our life. And I think when we get that, it will set us free from the fear of man. So rather than trying to learn some kind of intellectual technique to set you free from the fear of man, I would encourage you, step into the fear of God. So the fear of God will set us free, completely free, from the fear of man. How do you develop the fear of God? You know, I've got some other teachings on this. It's not really my my goal or the context in which I can teach that today. But ask God to open your eyes, ask God to show you who He is, ask God to unveil His awesomeness to you, and you'll begin to see that. Hey, I'm gonna continue in this series number four tomorrow, part number four of this series, and talk about really developing a whole lifestyle of freedom, how to live as free people for the rest of your life. Thanks for watching, guys, and cheers from Florida. Bye for now.